It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Gary Richard Arnold here. Gary is always keeping tap on stories that are developing. He lives in California, Northern California. And California is almost like a test for where America is going or not going in the right direction. California has been literally a beautiful state, but on the last number of literally decades, it's been wrecked by, I call the demon rats. Same term used by Judge Pirro on Fox News. Gary, there's some good examples of this. One is the children that they're introducing at early ages, alternative sexual identification, and other policies here in the California where COGS are the continuities of government, basically the base of the United Nations, and insurance carriers and big banks are literally trying to take over the, have a parallel, if you want to call it, regulatory or government system that's not a representative government of the people. It's really evil what's going on, and I wouldn't necessarily call it just communism or capitalism. I'd call it a form of global controls, often through agencies like the international banks, the United Nations, and so on. And then there's a push on and sexual identification. The United Nations has one sex and something like 63 genders now. It's pretty darn obscene, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty awful. The University of Los Angeles, UCLA, came out with a recent study and said that one in four California children between the ages of 12 through 17 now identifies as a gender nonconforming.
Well,
that's one in four.
One in four.
And they're doing this deliberately. The Board of Education, they have a program called Health Education Framework, in which they start with kindergartens. They have a book out there for an introduction to sex, to gender for anyone age four plus. And the Health Education Framework recommends a book called Who Are You? The Kid's Guide to Gender Identity. And it covers, the cover has a boy wearing a dress. And it's recommended by the state legislature of California for children from first grade, in first grade and kindergarten. But it's incredible. They're teaching children in about these infinite number of genders. You mentioned over 50, I guess. How-to manuals on sexual perversions that are dangerous and very obscene. I mean, they talk about fisting and blood play, sadomasochism, and, a whole bunch more. And this is going on while the American parents, the dopes that send their children off to government schools, really don't have any idea this is going on. They've got another book in California. It's called Health Education, Sex, All You Need to Know About Sexual Guide to Get Through Your Teens and Your 20s. And wow. Again, it goes into bondage. They recommend, they say that having anal sex with a condom is a low-risk activity, whereas the U.S. Centers of Disease Control says condoms fail 30% of the time. So, if they perform this act three times, they're going to get HIV or some other horrible disease. But California is really, truly on its way to hell. And it turns out that the parents are the ones that are allowing their kids to go to school. I mean, if I had a kid that was 4 or 5 years old and they were doing that to him, I'd go in there and I'd rip up that classroom. I mean, how dare
they? I don't think it's valid for Californians to send their kids to public school anymore. Do you?
Well, it says, as it mentioned, 25% of the California children aged 12 through 17 are now, quote, gender nonconforming, according to UCLA, yeah. Whatever. In Sweden, their transgender stuff is doubling every year because of this type of screwing over the minds of children.
I think it's very bizarre, don't you?
Oh, it's bizarre and it's deliberate. It turns out that Brad Pitt is talking like Myron Fagan or Robert Welch right now. He came out and he describes the whole TV and film industry is run around a culture, quote, grooming children for child trafficking. And this is a quote from him. And again, let me
explain something that's going on here. A percentage of the population are perverts like this guy Epstein. And, I have some suspicions. You know, obviously people like Bill Clinton visited Lolita Island, which is an underage sex island. And, weird sex, of course. What I'd heard is that actually Trump kicked him out, kicked Epstein out of his golf course area down near Florida years ago because of his weird behavior with the staff. But what we have is people have to understand what the underlying background of this. Sexual perversion is not only a mental illness, it's a spiritual illness. And if you look at the highest levels of the demonic horde, if you actually look at the James Weir's book of demonology, 1535, the highest levels of the demonic horde are called incubi, sexual warrior demons. In fact, it turns out that all of the warrior demons that are at the highest order are all sexual perverts. So sexual perversion, of course, happened not only in the ancient temples. In fact, that's part of the reason why they brought pigs in, where the ancient temples were actually goes back to Atlantis, because pigs are actually a hybrid between humans and wild boar. And it was taught to me by one of my hematology friends who showed me the blood group and antigens. Now, what they're doing in a spiritual level is they're gathering what's called the spiritual ectoplasm of sexual assault of underage children or perversion. And this is basically in the astral, or what we call the spirit plane that's existing. So we're not just dealing with a mental illness, because when I went to medical school, homosexuality and sexual perversions like this were all considered mental illness. It still is. The problem is that people don't want to accept that. And higher percentage of the population, because of a combination of social programming in school or probably toxicological effects from toxins that are phenoestrogens, or basically they lock onto the estrogen receptor. That's why we have things like xenoestrogen detox, and make sure you don't drink the toxic water with feminizing toxins in it. But I really think that what's going on now is a combination of toxicological and spiritual toxic assault against the population. And ultimately, they want to reduce or eliminate human wild reproduction, and they want to create a very rapidly reduced population. And the underclass of so-called humans will be, I call them cybots, basically people on their texting, on their email or phone, with their brain interface chip or whatever to the supernet, and that the overclass will be life-extended superhumans with genetic engineering and cybernetic attachments to the supernet. So they'll basically have superior intellect, life extension, and genetic engineering for their physical bodies to last longer, but they're merging with technology. And they're also merging with the demonic horde of the spiritual realm, because these are all luciferic plans. People don't get it, that there's an evil here that transcends just transhumanism. There's an evil here that fits right back with the Bible. In fact, the flood of Noah was because everyone was perfect in their generations, for Noah and his three sons, but everybody else was genetically engineered. In the ancient world, they were all basically hybridized genetically. In fact, they were hybridized primarily with the sons of Cain that had genetic engineering. And in the ancient world, even the animals they used as a proxy for human sacrifice in the temple, pigs were actually a hybrid between genetically engineered humans and pigs and wild boar. So people need to understand there was genetic engineering before the flood of Noah, and God destroyed them all. People don't want to know that the secret orders, many of them know this. In fact, when I taught at Phi Sigma by the hematologist, he showed me the blood group groups that were shared only with humans and pigs. In fact, those blood groups are not shared even with other primates, apes and chimpanzees and orangutans. Just with humans and pigs. Isn't that wild?
Well, this particular article, and you're going to surprise me, actually it's set for release on July 17th, like most magazines they publish, you know, a week later to keep it fresh. But right. But listen to this from Brad Pitt. I mean, you'll be surprised. He's talking about the Illuminati and secret societies. He says, quote, "You think Hollywood is about making movies? Question. That's just a byproduct. It's about money and, more importantly, power and control. People who run Hollywood also run America and most of the world. They don't care about the movies. You've heard of the Illuminati, right? The,
right.
Question. Secret societies, the politicians, the bankers, and the media are the ones running these pedophile rings. They're also the ones that run the world, and it all goes back to Hollywood. Kids want to be in movies.
By the way, they use it, by the way, for to basically, how can I say this? They use it so they can actually hold it over people to control them. So when you are a sexual predator, or you're caught doing something with underage females, or you've done something that's inappropriate, they have video and other recordings to indicate that they can hold this over you so that they can silence you because they have a Damocles sword hanging over your head. So,
exactly. That's his second line. It's not about money. It's about power and control. And we've always said that. You know, it's not the movies. It's a propaganda that makes a difference.
You know what I find most distressing about this? And, you know, I'm a Christian, but because of my exposure to things that are, you know, above top secret and classified and high-level Masonic. For example, I've ministered to 90s Tricky Masons, like, you know, and they say, how do you know all this stuff, Deagle? I said, well, I was inducted into a Masonic medical fraternity 2 months before I went to medical school, and I learned a lot of stuff. I was tapped up by the dean of medicine. And when I became a Christian, in fact, I searched out a book that the only people that knew the difference were spirit-filled Christians. So when I talked to the pastor, he told me all kinds of stuff, and he gave me another book to say, when you call on God, he'll show up. He did. So I want people to understand, my journey is a journey of a lot of people out there that are confused. They're into some weird religion, Buddhism, you know, non-biblical astrology. There is biblical astrology, like the ancient Bible. But most religions out now are very poisoned. Most of Roman Catholicism and Christianity has a lot of apostasy or bad ideas in there. Or bad eschatology that will confuse people. What I want people to understand is when you start asking good questions and you start finding the answers, it isn't just mental illness or greed. It's evil of a level that transcends these things. And these secret orders are doing things just for literally power or the glory of doing something bad or the glory of doing something that serves the Prince of Darkness. People say, oh, no, it can't be that bad. I said, well, unfortunately, it is. And, you know, people don't understand this. They've actually had ceremonies for every president where they take them across to a domed building across from the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., and they do ancient Masonic ceremonies on every president, including President Trump. People don't know this, even if they don't physically understand the symbology. These secret orders are all involved with Druidic Satanism, every single one of them. And I don't care what they call themselves, Masons that are Muslims or transhumanists or Catholics or Christians. It's infiltrated virtually every religion, including, if you go to Asian religions, including Japan or China, it's infiltrated all of them, too. There's secret orders in every country on Earth. There's no place where there isn't a secret order.
You got the Tongs running, you know, most of Chinatowns in the U.S., et cetera.
Right.
Actually, Brad Pitt has a compliment for us. He says, the media will never expose the truth as they're part of it. It's the independent media that will expose this. The Internet is a wonderful thing, and the free flow of information is bringing it all to the surface now. They're losing hold over the American people and people everywhere, and they know it's just a matter of time before it all comes out.
Well, how many people do you think, I mean, we've done some specials in the last few days with Mark Gaffney wrote the 9/11 mystery plane and the vanishing of America, and Black 9/11 was a financial transaction that occurred between 9/11. I was the ex-examiner for the Alfred P. Murrow building, and I got fired in death threats when they found out that I knew that they actually demolished it with Micronukes, RDX, and high explosive core of the Alfred P. Murrow building in Oklahoma City. The same technology was used in 9/11, and I've tried to do radio toxicology on it. The last nation I tried to do a test was a lab in Japan, and the U.S. State Department told the lab, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle 3.5 years ago. So people need to start kind of grasping here that this is not something that's open to this is not something that's open to discussion. My life experiences, my death threats are real. And the problem is I like the people to challenge me because I can give them science. For example, I have all the U.S. geological data of the 55 higher levels of tritium and other isotopes. I have World Trade Center debris. We know a lot of things. But what's going on? These secret orders, when they're pushing these sexual perversions, they could easily, if they want to control pregnancy, just put a valve in and women wouldn't get pregnant. Right from the menarche. That's what they want. They want a sacrifice of babies. That's why all the demon rats want abortion. That's why they all want sexual perversion. because
of care, Bohemian Grove. You got it.
Exactly. People have to understand there's a ceremony.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Let's continue. A lot of people accept those that are really good Christians and researched this in their Bible and prayed. Or people that are high-level Masons really don't, and other people don't know this. Some people don't even want to know it. I know that I've made mistakes sometimes in public, including with relatives, to open up and start talking about my actual personal first-hand experiences. For example, when I was security cleared at above top secret to work at CECOM as an occupational doctor with classified and above top secret projects, like Missile Defense Command, Space Command, etc., the Atmel, IEEE bombing ferromagnetic chips, etc., and the lock and the basically the RD-80 rocket system being built actually in Colorado under license from Russia to launch rockets bringing material up to the International Space Station. A lot of people say, well, you're just crazy. Why would you talk about this stuff? I said, because it's coming. October next year, October 1st, the World ID system is set up, so the World Compliant ID for passports and for traveling by flight is enforced in every nation in the world, and it was started with George Bush Jr. This is coming in. We have now the collaboration, even under Trump, between the U.S. government and Amazon and Google and other agencies, including Facebook, to literally create the Matrix. And people say, well, that's not happening. I said, look, you're seeing it gathering right in front of your eyes. And they don't want to believe it, do they? And in fact, they get offended that you even bring it up. You think, well, you're not socially appropriate.
I think if you have any listeners out there that can prevent me from making mistakes, I'd sure like to listen to them. I use the best diligence I can, and when I find I'm wrong, I'll correct my mistakes. Or
well, same here. I don't mind people correcting me if
they put in a maybe, but. I think they get some of their best information over your programs and our research.
Right. Yeah, and the thing is that a lot of this stuff is firsthand. For example, when I went to Shreve Air Force Base on July 10th, 1994, my guide brought us through a laser retinal scanner. He went through the scanner. He brought us to an elevator. We had to hold the side handles, and he told us our feet were going to come off the floor because we were going to fall so fast. And the side walls of the elevator were padded so we wouldn't bang against the walls if it stopped quickly. And we went down 2 miles to the underground city. I mean, I know things firsthand. There'd be other people say, well, that's like Star Trek-y stuff. I said, well, unfortunately, I know it. Now, the thing is, I think God selected me because I'm brave enough and maybe socially inept enough that I'm going to still talk about it, which is why I disrupt sometimes relatives by saying things that are probably inappropriate. You know, people say, well, what did you do when you were working in Colorado? And if I start telling them even a little teeny bit, they go, what? You know, like, in other words, you're nuts, Deagle. How do you know all this stuff? I said, firsthand. I mean, it's not something I may have dreamt up. And I'm not a drug taker, you know. I have maybe a light drink at night before I go to sleep, but that's it. I'm not a drug taker, and people have to understand what I know is very, very disturbing, and I can give scientific validation. And there's enough articles out there now in the regular media, things that you've dug up. I'd like you to talk about the next issue you think is most important right now with the politics.
Yeah, no, I think we're both fortunate. You know, my life has been actually fairly contained, considering. But I was at the Cow Palace in San Francisco when the Goldwater Rockefeller Convention occurred. I was one of the first candidates that ran against the communist network of Alan Cranston that was referred to by Carl Prussian, an FBI counter-spy. He wrote a book called California's Dynasty of Communism. And, of course, Cranston was running. There was Governor Brown and Stanley Mosk, and the person I was running against was connected with the Morton Sobel spy ring. But then I ran into Anthony Hilder, and again, we were in the thick of it. We were not reading newspapers and judging and editing and making opinions. We were in the fray, and, you know, we were face-to-face with Kissinger and George Bundy and Charles Percy and scores of, you know, players. And right at the front end.
In other words, that's because you were in politics.
Material on Skull and Bones, etc.
Yeah. In fact, you saw this in person, face-to-face with the politicians. Tell us more.
Yeah, one of the other things I have here in front of me is the Institute for Journalism and Natural Resources, and what they do, they represent 327 news organizations: New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Washington Post, AP, UPI. I could go on and on. Economist, Mother Jones, National Geographic. But anyway, they provide summer camps for so-called intrepid reporters across the United States, both television and print media. But when you look at the foundations that support them, they have these summer camps in which they propagandize reporters into believing climate change or whatever else they want to believe, whether it's a Russian collusion. But you go from the Hewitt Foundation, the Joyce Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Kellogg Foundation. There's got to be two dozen foundations, including the huge oil companies like the Chevron, which is connected with Condoleezza Rice.
And they're all Druidic and Masonic.
But right? These people are not independent. The news is totally unreliable. It is manufactured. And the sooner people can get off it and find other forms of support for information, they will be tricked, hurt, and harmed.
Even Fox News. I mean, we can see more and more of the broadcasters in Fox are leftist, or they show both sides. There's no such thing as both sides. The Democrats are, I call, demon rats. There's nothing redeeming about the Democratic Party right now, is there?
No. But again, if there's no resistance, the Republican Party, they need to ferret out the Rip-On Society, Main Street Republicans, and the Lincoln Clubs, because those are the people that have anesthetized real resistance.
So, Gary, I'd like you to kind of expand on, you have your website, which is news-expose.org. What are the latest news items that you want to talk about? And we'll explain
Let me bring that up. I think the first one on the article there is Who Runs America's SS? And I'm talking, number one, Tim Armstrong. I think rather than referring to Google or AT&T, we need to start naming these SOBs. Tim Armstrong is the one for AOL. Unfortunately, that's my email address, and I see him still lying, about the so-called people drinking out of toilets. And, there's pictures of these versions of a sink connected to a toilet, and they're used, around the world for both for all kinds of institutions, not just, prisoner situations. But to have people like this lie 4 or 5 days after it's been totally, debunked. Then you got Eric Schmitz, who's, triest with young girls and everybody, and one of his main girlfriends is the editor of, Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs. Then the other one is Randall L. Stevenson. He's a member of the CFR. He's in charge of AT&T that owns AOL. But you can go right down the list, and these guys are nothing more than the Stalin's Beria, they're, uncontrollable liars. It's Tim Armstrong, that works for Google and runs AOL, partnered with Adriana Huffington, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, frequent visitor. She
exactly.
was the beard for Michael Huffington, who ran for United States Senator as a Republican a decade or so ago.
And by the way, these aren't just Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans are globalists.
Oh, absolutely.
Satanists.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Look at people like Eric Swalwell, who just dropped out of the
Republican senator.
Look at Swalwell, who just dropped out of the presidential race. this guy, if you actually read the oath that he had to take as a secret order, is disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, his the slogan was, I forgot what it was offhand, but, you know, they run on secrecy. The other article I have up there is about a man by the name of Gary Patton, hired by trilateralist Packard, who was one of the founding members, along with Alan Cranston and David Rockefeller, for the Trilateral Commission. He supported the communists when they took over Grenada, and actually brought one of those communists to Santa Cruz as a guest. But our local KSCO radio program wants to bring him on as a speaker, and the local radio program just punished one of its hosts and kicked him off because they were going deep into the New World Order. But
let me explain some of the tactics, okay? I've been at I had a show beforehand in Colorado Springs back in the mid '90s. Then I had a show on Clear Channel for some years, 2 hours a day across the country on Clear Channel with Mark Allen Curry on Wednesday evening, 2 hours. And then in 2005, February, after I called in December to the Alex Jones show and explained I was the ex-examiner for the Alpha P Mira Special Op Chemical Munitions Team, I got a call back to go on Butch Paw's program, which Butch is periodically on this network of my show. And Butch had me on for an hour, and a month later in February of 2005, I got called by Ted Anderson to go on the network. Now, back then, I was selling supplements and doing kind of solid consultations and so on, and we gradually got better and better and got a better audience, and I could have, in my commercials, I could say, actually, I had a show on the network, and they allowed me to actually advertise that I had a show on the network, and they were kind of supportive, at least somewhat. But they did pepper my show with a bunch of commercials, but it got worse. And each time I'd leave, like I had to leave and get more time. Between 2005 and January 2007, when Alex called me to come back from Republic Broadcasting, and when I disagreed with him, he actually started persecuting me. He actually said that I was stalking him because I disagreed with him on his nuclear physicist expert regarding about the demolition of the World Trade Center. Because these people want to control the story. Number one, they want to control the narrative. Number two, they want to manipulate and use me. For example, I had my three-hour shows in Genesis, an entire hour where commercials were primarily not mine. And I had commercials that were elsewhere, but they were tiny in terms of total number on the total network. Then went over to Republic Radio. Basically, they were run by a shoestring. And technically, they weren't putting the money in to actually run the place properly and weren't really promoting what I was doing. Because, I want to say this to the people who understand here now that I'm on CRN Talk Radio. The information I provide in medical, because I teach in the Academy of Anti-Aging and Environmental Advancement of Medicine, is prescient. There's no one else in the world that teaches what I teach in terms of functional integrative medicine. Nobody. Number two, the classified information and the religious spiritual information to provide is absolutely essential for your physical survival, but also your geopolitical and spiritual survival. Our world is in a desperate state of a famine. As it says in the Bible, I shall send a famine before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Not a famine of bread and water, but a famine of the Word. And the Word isn't just the Bible, which I think people should read daily. The Word is a word of wisdom through people like us brave enough to hear and do the will of the Most High God in prayer and through our painful experiences. Because if you're a real believer like you are and I am, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer because if you speak the truth in a world, you're going to be persecuted by relatives who don't want to hear what you have to say about the Matrix or whatever. It is coming for everybody. And the world ID that will be here next year. They don't want to tell you that these intel agencies are working directly in collaboration with, for example, Amazon took over the contracts for the biometric data for the U.S. government just last week under Trump. Did you know that?
No,
just
I did.
Last week. Yeah. Did you know that he actually authorized 5G network like crazy, and with Mick Mulvaney doing a dance up there in the White House? Did you know that he actually authorized recycling water that's used from hydrofracking that contains toxins like fracked water that contains hydrogen sulfide so when your kidneys concentrate it can dissolve steel or porcelain? Do you know he authorized just a few weeks ago GMO foods and passed executive orders that bypassed a lot of the regulations to make sure they're not dangerous? The problem is, I see what happened is, even though Trump is doing some good things, he's doing some awful things because the advisors around him are people like John Lightning Bolt, I call him, or Bolton, Mike Pompeo, they're war maniacs, and then other people are just playing globalists or evil. There's no word for it, okay? And I want people to understand, I need to get with people like you and me and my others, a Samuel Council to talk to this president, because I call him a baby Christian. My wife's a little bit less, gracious. But Trump is way better than the Democrats. But my God, we're all moving toward the New World Order with either party, aren't we?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And welcome back. Gary, your website is amazing. A lot of people think this is not important. In fact, I try to take it all away. For example, and I have personal experiences that are, you know, very shocking, and people say, well, that can't have happened, it didn't happen. But you've got to understand that there's layers of reality here. The layer of the public geopolitics where people think they vote for their candidate and their candidate's going to do their will, and literally we delegate authority to our politicians. To be honest with you, I think most of politics is theater now. I think that to a great extent, government is acting in corporations and banks and so on. And just like Mayor Amschel Rothschild has stated, I care not which government they are. I care who coins the currency of the realm. And we see that happening where basically we see it even with the media collaborating with the intel agencies inside the government to obfuscate and confuse and even attack the president and his agenda to control the border, to arrange for trade, and to protect our nation from cyber attacks and incoming nuclear missiles. And I think Trump has got good intentions. That's why I think that I would like to have a personal mano-a-mano talk, especially with yourself and, say, John W. Spring about the missile attacks. In fact, I stated I'd be willing to pay for his ticket if the government won't pay for him to fly and visit with President Trump about the La Orchilla and the Nicaraguan missile crisis from Russia. But, people say, well, Deagle, you have a solution for everything. Yeah, I have a logical solution for every major problem. But the masters of chaos, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, they don't want solutions because they gain power by maintaining chaos, don't they?
Yeah, the person that was in charge actually of really converting self-government throughout the United States was the founder of the council management form of government. His name was Richard Ace Childs, and he was president of the National Municipal League. According to history, he was, it says, who in this century has had the greatest impact on local government?
Right.
And, of course, this is a satellite of the University of Chicago at 1313 East 60th Street, financed by Rockefeller and Marshall Field. And I'll read from the Santa Cruz City Charter. Our model city charter restricts elected officials from carrying out the wishes of the voters. Section 809 reads, no interference between the council and a city manager. Further, it states, any councilman who violates a provision, votes for a resolution or ordinance in violation hereof, shall be guilty of a misdemeanor, which is punishable up to 6 months in jail, a $500 fine, and loss of the council seat. You tell me who's running that city, our elected individuals or the city manager?
And this city manager, true, by the way, you mentioned
this is replicated throughout the country, and civics classes, the children, and we were lied to when we were kids because we didn't know this, and this has been in place for a long, long time.
Right. For example, the SWIFT banking system, and the banks run pretty well everything, including the military-industrial complex, and even the acquisition of new military equipment and hardware is divided on local politicians getting a few cherries to their town or city or village so that they can actually make one part for a weapon system. And that's why our military is not making weapons that actually would be useful in an actual real war. They're using it for the military-industrial complex to pay back people that are actually corrupted now. That's why I call the D.C. the District of Criminals. And so politicians are actually getting more paid per day than the top whores in the country or in the world. And people don't understand this. They think that when they... We talk about this especially, people who do get it are people like Deborah Tavares. We've had previously on the program, too, a gentleman that we talked about before about this regarding, rise of control by these other agencies and so on. But people don't really get it. They think we're making it up when we talk about this stuff, don't they?
Yeah. Well, what's happening across my street right now as we're speaking, there's like three trucks, six men. They're digging a hole in the front of a house that was built probably only 20 years ago. And what they did was they passed an ordinance to require that the connection to the sewer has no leaks or flaws or whatever. Even talking to one of the workmen, I turned my camera off, and he says a lot of this is really bull. He says, most of these are hermetically sealed. If they see any little tiny flaw or something, a piece of crap caught in the something that will dissolve, gets caught, they'll force them. They're digging a 13-foot hole right in front. People have to buy permits. They have to pay huge fees. These laws did not come from anybody local because the Board of Supervisors got rid of the Citizens Appeals Council, appointed themselves in charge. They make the law, they execute the law, and if you want any relief, you have to go to them to judge the law.
Right.
It's a new way to hamper, tax, and push the people around, and that's according to one of the guys that's doing it. And I don't dare, reveal him for his job. But it's outrageous. They're violating the Logan Act because they've adopted ICLEI laws. ICLEI is the World Bank and the United Nations. So there is.
Well, we celebrated the 4th of July being Independence Day. But to be honest, we're not independent. For example, people don't understand that the 1812 war, they burned the Capitol down. Britain did. People don't understand that with the banking structure of 1913, Christmas Eve, the Fed Reserve Act, the banks of Europe, the reserve system took over. Now, JFK, John F. Kennedy, actually printed, I think, $5 billion of U.S. dollars that were not sprinkled with pixie dust from the Fed Reserve System. And Trump even mentioned this in his run for president, that he was thinking that if we get away from the reserve system, because a lot of the debt we have, it actually is with the reserve itself. It's not public debt created by, public things that we're doing, projects where we have a requirement for money that we haven't created yet. And what people don't understand is the reserve system controls 90% of the world capital. China developed about 4 years ago their own reserve system that's parallel to the SWIFT, and the Russians are involved with it. This is going to go down badly because one of the conditions that Trump's going to make sure that they're involved with their international trade is not only an international currency lock-in of the currencies, because the yuan in China was backed by gold 3 years ago, but also to get rid of this secondary SWIFT system, the SWIFT-like system in China and Russia, and to make sure that they are compliant in terms of other things, such as INF treaties for nuclear devices. There's no treaty with China for the South China Sea. Russia's violated the INF over and over again. What we have is a system where the New World Order, and the New World Order people think that they have justification for this. See, you have to understand that most of the people who are doing evil, the high-level Masons, believe they're doing right. In other words, and this is the definition of evil in Genesis 3, is to do what's right in your own eyes. And the very definition of evil is to do right without consulting God, either in the Bible or common decency or consideration for others. For example, we're going to start deporting families back to Central America that violated or they didn't show up for their hearing. But we itself, our country, has actually created the crisis in Central America and in Afghanistan and Mexico.
Well, that's exactly how they pack the deck. Is they call it's for the community good, which, there is no
right.
system.
And this is where the Democrats...
absolute destruction of creativity, individuality, and the individual soul.
Yeah, but the Democrats miss it too, because, and I'm going to lay it all out here, which you're not going to hear from Fox or Tucker Carlson or Hannity. Number one, the Special Activity Division of the CIA, which John F. Kennedy tried to get rid of because he had too much power, they're part of the cabal that actually assassinated him. And he printed money and violated the banks. He did things for Israel that they didn't want nuclear material. I actually had a friend whose father was the head of the Mossad back in the 70s in eastern Canada. So I know this firsthand, not secondhand. And the fact is John F. Kennedy ticked off a number of parties, not just one, that wanted him dead. And that's the reason why. Now, he had Addison's disease, so he knew he was terminal already. So he was trying to be a godly man. Now, remember, his family got into power because his father was a rum runner. He was one of these guys in the 1920s that ran booze and became very rich, being a rum runner up in New England. Okay, the Kennedy family. But John F. Kennedy was trying to be a good man. Now, I know that Trump is...
Well, he fired Alan Dulles. Alan Dulles, ended up sitting on the commission about his death. Guess who was involved in JFK's death? Alan Dulles was a founder, together with John Foster, Colonel House, and a bunch of other people, of the Council on Foreign Relations, whose intent is to destroy the United States. And unfortunately for anybody, including Trump, to appoint anybody that's a member of that, there's no excuse anymore, because people know that.
Now, the thing is that Trump is either complicit with it or he's ignorant. And I choose that he's ignorant, but, man, he's screwing up. And what he's done just this last 2 years is he's actually authorized a 5G network, genetically modified food, and recycled water. But he's also setting up treaties and arrangements where he's handing over to the intel agencies even our biometric data to Amazon. Amazon's eastern and western data centers are handling all the biometric data of the U.S. government now. Do you know that?
Yeah. No, Amazon should be taken apart immediately.
Amazon is directly tied. It even shares space with the New World Order NSA headquarters. And so does Google. Google owns Facebook. Facebook and Zuckerberg, he's not even a computer coder.
Yeah, it's not even Zuckerberg. It's Grayline and the Mossad, the CIA. You can go to their own sites, and they brag about it. You might have to do the go-back system in order to find all that stuff. But California, literally, is a alien enemy nation. I mean, it's red China. I mean, you look at Dianne Feinstein, you look at Leon Panetta, you look at, down the state.
I live here, and I love where I live in North County, San Diego, and the people are pretty conservative here. We're near the Pendleton Marine Corps base, et cetera, a lot of veterans here. But to be honest with you, I've changed the name of California. It should be four states. I call it Commifornia. Do you like that? Commifornia.
Yeah. Well, they've expanded it to Pacifica. They're sucked in Washington, Oregon, and Western Nevada, according to, you know, their little advocates running around for a green state with no constitution.
Well, you know, the thing is, they always want totalitarian control. And I know where their globalists are going because I have my friend, Dr. Ron Klatz, who went to the Burj Dubai Hotel a few years ago, and they were pushing transhumanism. The globalists want life extension, and they want to merge with technology to have genetic engineering to live for millennia, and merge with computer systems like Ray Kurzweil, who I also know personally. And they want to get rid of most of us. They actually want us dead. They want to poison us with genetically modified foods, toxic water, toxic vaccines, and infertility, and reduce fertility, and get down to one sex and 63 genders. People say they don't believe that. They don't think there's an agenda here. Of course there is.
I've got a card on my desk right now. It's community TV for Santa Cruz over here on Soquel. And we noticed that, some of our comments before the Board of Supervisors, not only of this county, but San Benito, Santa Cruz and San Benito, and it's run by the same director. And the chairman of the board is Maitreya. First name.
Now, Lord Maitreya is another name for Lucifer, isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah. People say, Dr. Deagle, there's something wrong with you. No, there's something wrong with you out there that you won't accept the truth because the truth is going to swallow you. And you're only going to realize when the jaws of this system is around both sides of your neck or your shoulders.
Well, we went in to see why our communications were cut out. And the guy at the desk went like he didn't know anything. I said, well, can I talk to, somebody that's on the board? And he went back to a room, came back, and says, nobody's here right now, right?
Well, look at me. I'm Dr. Deagle. I'm one doctor. I can treat over 400 health conditions that other doctors find difficult or they have to spend a fortune to fix. For example, I just run down the list. I can treat cancer with my nodule-reducing technologies right now without even chemo. I can treat heart disease with ECP therapy, peptides, and my nutraceuticals. You don't need to crack your chest like a lobster and bypass your arteries. We can reverse osteoporosis, peripheral neuropathy, vision loss with bioregulatory peptides and epigenetic treatment. Do you know why they don't want it? Bad for business, and they want control. They want a sick, aging, and sterile population with reduced IQs. Thank you. Go to news-expose.org. Get the truth. From Gary Richard Arnold, who's here hour two every Thursday, and some of them other hours as well. Jonathan Gray, New Zealand's coming up next, our ancient archaeologist. You want to stay tuned.
It's last call to do your shopping at the last mall.